Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Losing the spark in a marriage. Take a listen to this message we received, and it says, after being married for 26 years, I feel my relationship with my husband has got stuck in a rut, and I don't see a way out of it. We have all but stopped making love, and that's something I miss badly, although my husband doesn't really seem to mind that much. It feels like we're kind of old friends living together than a genuine married couple. Please don't misunderstand me, Niall. I still love him very much, and we love one another's company. Somewhere along the line, I found myself losing attraction towards him. I look at him on a daily basis and wonder, why am I with him? I don't even think he's attractive. I see other men who are much more attractive, and maybe I'd prefer to be with them. I don't know what they're like. We have three kids, all under the age of 15. And don't get me wrong, life is great. It's just the spark seems to have disappeared. And I don't know if it's something you can actually reignite. Or maybe this is just normal, and I should just accept it and get over it and move on. I listen to your show every single day and would love if you could bring it up as a topic to your listeners. Maybe there's people out there in the same boat as me and are able to bring some spark back into their marriage. How do they do it? Well, I think you're right. I think there are a lot of people just like you. I think there's people listening to the show today who know exactly what you mean. You marry somebody, you're attracted to them, they change. And maybe they change because they neglect themselves. Maybe they change because they've just got older, they've changed. And you're looking at them and you're going, you have to be physically attracted to somebody. I'm sorry, but you do. I mean, there is love and there's lust, but in the middle somewhere, there's just the physical attraction of being with somebody that you find an attractive person. And that's part of a relationship, because although intimacy in the bedroom, so to speak, is about being in love with somebody, it's also being about physically attracted to somebody. And if your husband, say, for example, was a fine strapping man when you married him, and all of a sudden he's a couch potato now and he's put on about 10 stone in weight, you're not going to be physically attracted to him. Or he's a slob and he doesn't wash himself properly. You know, or he doesn't change his clothes that often, or there's a smell off him or something like that. You're not going to be physically attracted anymore. The same goes with your wife. Let's just say your wife, you met her first and she always wore makeup and she always looked lovely. Or even when she didn't wear makeup, she looked naturally beautiful. And all of a sudden, she doesn't give a shit about herself. You know, she's going around in tracksuits and looking horrible. I mean, and not the same person you were attracted to. Of course, that's going to have an effect on the relationship. So I don't know, is there a way of getting the passion back? Or does it just fade naturally? Is that just the way relationships are? It fails, just falls apart naturally. Is it possible to reunite the spark back into a long-term relationship? Is it possible to do that? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Maybe you've been in that situation. You're looking at them going, look at that big lump of misery. And I'm married to it. But, you know, underneath it all, you still love them. You know what I mean? You wouldn't have anybody else. Would you? Let me go to Bernie. Bernie, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Bernie?
Hi, Niall. How are you today?
Good, Bernie. I mean, Bernie, it must be very difficult to be in a relationship when you're looking at your partner going, Jesus Christ, how did I think about marrying that person?
Yeah, I've been there and I got the T-shirt, but... What you do is you try and you look at ways. I went away for a month and thought that might sort it, you know, maybe I come back. And yeah, they did miss me, but they didn't miss... It wasn't... It was just, oh, you're back, yeah, the dishes are... wasn't... I didn't feel any different. I didn't feel...
The spark was gone.
Yeah, and I tried everything, you know, I tried, and I thought maybe, you know, a few weekends away, sit and chat, what do you want, you know, all those things.
Right.
And I thought I'd earned my stripes. I really did think that my stripes had been earned, that I'd, you know, worked hard.
Date nights, you try all the date night thing.
Yeah, and, you know, planned, and I just fell out of love with the person.
But see, there's a lot to falling in love with somebody. There's the initial physical attraction of seeing somebody and going, God, they're nice, they're beautiful, whatever, right? And then you fall in love with their personality as well, okay? And then intimacy is important too. You fall in love with the intimacy because the intimacy is exciting and, you know, it makes you feel better. And so there's a lot to, being in love with somebody. There's a lot of factors to it. But if any one of those factors goes, it can mess up the whole thing. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't love them anymore, but you're not in love with them anymore, which I think is different, isn't it?
It is. If you're true to, you know, it does happen, and it happens in a lot of relationships and marriages. And especially, you know, as you go through the years, you think you've got, you know, gone, you've weathered the storms, you've had the children, you've bought the houses, you've had, you know, you've done everything by the book. And then you come to the stage where you think, well, we have time together, and you don't have, you realize that you've changed and that person has changed. And what united you together in the beginning is not there anymore, and you want different things and that person wants different things. And it's very difficult to find a middle road. It's very hard to find a middle road or to find something new to get into. You know, like you see some people who go off mobile to buy a camper van, or they go off and they do things together. But if you're not in love with the person and you don't have a relationship, you know, you haven't, everything else has fallen apart, it's very difficult to be away with somebody.
What advice would you give this woman who seems fairly young, but she is married 26 years? I feel my relationship with my husband has got stuck in a rut. She says she's losing the attraction towards him. You know, and she says, please don't misunderstand me. I still love him very much. We love each other's company. But she said it feels like we're more like old friends living together.
Yeah. For me personally, my partner moved out and, you know, had depression and a lot of other issues and moved out. And for the first year, there was no communication at all. And then gradually,
you became
back
friends.
In touch. And I always in my life, now he's passed away, but always he was my bestest friend. I could tell him anything. He could talk me down off a ledge, you know. And
yeah.
But I could never go back to living with the person or being in love with him. I could never.
Are you
go back
wasting your life? Because we all only have one life, and we need to enjoy it as best we can, although the government is trying to stop that at the moment. We need to enjoy our life as best we can, or maybe a virus is stopping them, a bit of both. In saying that, you know, can you stay with somebody, and is it a waste of your life as you're getting older to be with somebody that you're not, I'm not saying you're not happy, but you know this Irish thing of, sure, we're content. You know, content is not good enough. Sure, it's not really. You want to be honest, excited in the relationship, don't you?
Yeah, well, you want to get up. You know, you want to have that head over heels. Not, you know.
No,
you
you're not. Well, you're not going to have that all of the time.
No,
but I mean,
but you want to be able to still love the person. You get up in the morning, you still love the person. You know, you get up in the morning and dread the day because.
You want to be able to lie on a sofa and want to give them a snuggle and a cuddle and give them a kiss and do other things too. Yeah, I mean, you want to be able to want to do those things and not think, I couldn't be bothered to look at them. Oh, sure, Jay-Z hasn't washed in 3 days. You know what I mean? Jesus. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to love yourself first. I know my mother often says it, and I said, what does she mean? But if you don't love yourself first and look after yourself, and if you're not happy in the relationship, well, then you have to be honest with yourself and say, right, well, what do I want in this? What do I need to do to move on? Because you are only, I mean, we don't know how long we have. And if you're going to be miserable for the last 25 years of your life, that's not good for you either.
No, because you look back and regret that. But stay there for a second. Let me go to Aoife as well. Aoife, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Aoife?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good, Aoife. I mean, relationships are complicated enough without making them more complicated on the radio. But in saying that, what should this girl do? She's not attracted to her partner anymore.
Such a hard thing, I think, but like, I think she should have a very serious conversation if she hasn't already had it. I feel for her sake, she needs to let him know, like, communication is always key.
Yeah,
she needs to let him know how she's feeling, and basically, if the conversation doesn't go the way she wants it and there's no change, as sad as it is, I think she shouldn't be wasting her time.
Yeah, and that's sad because she's got kids under the age of 15, three of them under the age of 15, so that's complicated for them too.
Yeah.
Should people, I mean, that's another question too. Should people even stay together for the sake of their kids? Is that a bad idea?
I think it's always hard, but I think, like, for the kids in the long run, they don't want to see mum and dad fall out. And divorce can be a messy thing as well as being a good thing.
I know that.
Like, you know, God forbid something happened at the end of the day and you have to split up, but at the same time, it's probably better to do it now while they can get used to it. I know it's hard because they're so young and they're in school, but like, if they'll get used to it, like the new normal we're all living with currently. But like, if they can do it in somewhat of a civil manner, it would be, I think, better for the kids in the long term.
Can you fall back in love with somebody? I mean, if you're with somebody, and I don't know, are you in a relationship, Aoife?
I am. I'm engaged.
Oh, congratulations. When are you getting married? Well, you don't know.
2022, if it goes ahead.
Yeah. Look, it looks like 2030 at this stage. Yeah. So, I mean, how many are allowed to a wedding now? Six, is it? Or something like that.
Stupid like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Six would be you, your partner, and the two sets of parents, and the priest. That's it. But okay, but if you found that, you know, let's say, you know, you're a year into your relationship and you looked at your partner and went, he's not as attractive as he used to be. He's getting a bit older. He's put on a bit of weight. I'm just not attracted to him anymore. That's something he can't really change. But that's going to affect your relationship.
Yeah, it would. It really would. Like, if you're not comfortable in your relationship, like, why should you stay? Like, if you don't love the person the same way as you did,
you're not in love with them. Yeah. I mean, I know lust is probably not a good thing in some sense, but you do want a bit of lust in the relationship, and you do want, you know, you do want to be physically attracted to them as well, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Like, intimacy is such an important part of, like, relationships.
Yeah.
Like, it's so difficult if you don't feel that way anymore, and, like, sure, he could be feeling the exact same way. We don't know this, obviously, because of the context of the email, but...
Yeah, one side of the story, of course, yeah.
It could be the case that he is feeling just as bad and...
Maybe he feels the same about her, yeah. Maybe they're just better off apart.
Exactly, but maybe he doesn't want to be the man in the situation and tell her.
Yeah, I mentioned yesterday that sadly the statistics are not good when it comes to marriage anymore. I hate to be saying that to you, by the way, because you're not there yet. But I mean, if we're following the UK, and we are, we're about 20 years always behind the UK when it comes to relationships. I mean, only one in every five marriages will last more than 25 years. And that's a kind of sad reflection on how we have changed as human beings, that we get tired of people very quickly.
We do. Like, I don't know. Like, I think this woman will always love her partner, and especially since he's given her these kids, they will always be connected. But if she's not happy in the relationship, she's not happy in the relationship.
So go. Okay, so I think we're both kind of saying the same thing. I think, Barely, you're kind of saying something similar. Probably get out of it if it's not going anywhere, if all the talk is not working.
Yeah. I think, and you're happier apart, and you work better together once you make that decision, but you have to talk about it first.
Yeah.
It's important to all people involved. Yeah.
But don't do anything stupid like go out and have an affair and think you're not going to get caught, because that's only going to make matters worse between the two of you then.
Yeah, that doesn't play out well for anybody.
No, it doesn't. Let me go to Finn. Finn, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Finn?
Hi, not bad.
It is Finn, is it?
Finn, yeah.
Okay. Finn, I mean, you're just out of a 3-year relationship?
Yeah. Me and my ex were together 3 years, and at the start, like, we loved each other. We got on so well. And we were actually talking about marriage, like, I think like a year and a half into the relationship.
Yep.
But just things changed. Like, I was kind of still discovering myself as a person.
Okay.
He was pretty much, like, he had already done that. Like, he'd gone through that.
What age were you again, Finn?
26.
Okay, all right, okay. So you're still young. Yeah, you're still young.
Yeah, and, like, it got to the point where my personality had kind of developed and changed so much that we both had kind of different...
Views on life.
Views
maybe.
On life.
Yeah, yeah.
Where, like, he wanted, like, he was quite a bit older now.
Okay.
He was in his 40s.
Okay.
But we got on, but... I was at the point where I just didn't want to settle. Like, I loved him. I'd settle with him. But I still wanted to travel. I still wanted to, like...
Do you think when you met him first, Finn, was it infatuation rather than being in love, maybe, when you met him first?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Because we were friends beforehand. And when we got together, like, we didn't ask each other out. We kind of just started dating.
It just happened, yeah.
But recently, like, we kind of sat down with each other and we're like, we still love each other. Like, we still both have feelings for each other, but we were just fighting all the time. Like, it wasn't working out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, people just go in different directions in life, and they say when you get to 20, they say we're not really adults till we're 25, because scientists reckon the brain doesn't really mature properly till we're about 25. So you're right, you're discovering yourself up to that age. That's why a lot of kids go off and travel between 22 and 25. It's to find out who you are, what you want in life. You know what I mean? And you're right. I mean, if it wasn't what you wanted in life and you don't believe that's what you want in life, you need to end it. Well, money needs to make a call to end it before it goes too far and you end up getting married and being miserably unhappy.
And, like, we were trying because I think around, like, the 2.5 year mark, we kind of sat down with each other and we're like, we need to work things out.
Yeah.
And we tried, but I'm very stubborn. And he was also very stubborn. So yeah. It just wasn't working out.
Oh, that's not going to work at all. Okay, so what advice would you give to this girl? She's 26 years married. And she said she kind of gives the impression she's just not physically attracted to him anymore.
I'd get, like, if she hasn't kind of, like, had a chat with him, like, sat down and spoke with him, I'd sit down and, like, have a chat, like, have a discussion and see how they both feel.
I don't think he can change that. Unless it's a case of going on a diet or changing his clothes or shaving his beard or something. But I don't think it's difficult to make somebody physically attracted to you again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would be very difficult. If it's a case of something that's in your personality trait, you know, that you're maybe a little bit lazy or you're not paying enough attention to your wife or your partner, well, that you could probably try and change or make an effort to change.
Yeah, but, like, at the same time, communication is key in a relationship.
Oh, absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. Yeah.
Like, just to sit down and chat with them, and, like, there's no point in staying with someone if you're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
So they just need, like, a discussion, I think, would be, like, best.
I mean, sorry, Aoife, are you still there?
Yeah,
I'm still here. I mean, I'm curious now, when I think about everybody listening to the show today, a lot of people will be married or have partners and everything else, and I wouldn't be surprised if the vast majority of relationships over the age of 5 years or 10 years, maybe, they're just content living with each other. They've, as this person said,
they're comfortable.
Just, yeah, they're like old friends living together.
Yeah, they're comfortable. They're happy in their situation.
But is that what marriage is about? Is that what a relationship is about? I mean, the spark and the infatuation and the lust at the start.
I honestly don't think it has to be, because I'd look at my grandparents. Who my nan passed this year, just at the start of the year, before COVID kicked off, and he loved her still. Now, I don't know what they were doing.
Okay.
When I wasn't around, obviously.
let's not talk about that.
He loved her so much, and, like...
Yeah, he'd say he'd be holding her hand and looking after,
like,
her.
He'd hit her on the arm, and they'd joke, and they were still content. I don't know if it comes back, maybe. Maybe it does. Maybe they had an off period, and then they click. Now, Nanny was very sick towards the end, but I don't know if that brought them closer.
Finn was saying there, you know, that obviously Finn has matured, and her partner already was mature because he was 40 years of age or whatever it was. He was a lot older than her, so he knew where he was going in life. But when people suddenly have different views in life, and people suddenly, you know, have different feelings, say, about things like abortion, equal rights, and all different views about things they hear in the news and COVID-19, and all of a sudden they have polar opposite views on what they want out of life and what they agree with and what they don't agree with. You know what I mean? That can be a problem in a relationship.
Oh, it definitely can. And always, like, we're always evolving. I'm a strong believer that everyone learns something every day, whether it be big or small, and they learn stuff about themselves and about the world, and that can really change your opinion on your relationship as well.
The 7-year itch, by the way. You ever heard of that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you know that's true, by the way, the 7-year itch?
Yeah.
It's a scientific fact, because I believe, and maybe somebody will correct me if there's a doctor listening, every 7 years, every cell in your body is replaced.
Yeah.
So that will include probably brain cells. They're all replenished or replaced every 7 years. So that's why they call it the 7-year itch. And they believe...
I've heard horrible things about girls coming off birth control and then completely... Like, they've had the kids, he might have gone off and got a vasectomy, and she stopped the birth control. And then it's because of the hormones are gone, she doesn't feel the same way.
Okay. Because women obviously have a lot more going on there in that aspect of life hormonally than men do. We just have the testosterone.
Taking hormones every day to make sure you don't have a baby. Like,
yeah, I know.
Of course you're going to be a different person when you stop taking them.
Okay, listen, I got to take a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Somebody says Finn did the right thing. She's still a young woman and should make the most of life. Well, I think you're obviously talking about the age gap, apart from anything else there as well. But that was her decision, by the way, if she wanted to stay with somebody who was older. I mean, and nowadays a lot of people do that. There's big age gaps between men and women.
Well, I think she'd just probably stay there, get on with it, and just deal with it and try her best to sort of made things a bit better, because she meets somebody else if she leaves him. Like, 20, another 26 years down the road or whatever down the road, she probably feel the same about the new guy. So it's going to happen again, so I may as well stay where you are. Cheers.
So what you're saying is, and I get it, the grass is not greener on the other side. And that's what you're kind of trying to say, isn't it? Some of the texts, by the way, were constantly lectured to by unhappy mayors, women, that men are horn dogs and will get up on anything. If this is true, his loss of interest in the boudoir surely has to be her fault. Lingerie and exercise will go a long way. Somebody else says, maybe they should come up with pet names for each other. She could call him Hercules or Casanova, and he could call herself Jabba the Hutt, or my personal favourite, the Lodger. Oh my God. That could be classed as sexist, couldn't it? Stay there for a second, Aoife. Let me go to Eddie. Eddie, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Eddie?
How's it going? I think I came in and missed a bit of a conversation there, but yeah, I'm pretty much staying the same, but I think people need to get over themselves a bit, you know, really. And I'm sick of people just running at the first sign of trouble. And it is kind of the same.
Was that the first sign of trouble? She's obviously... She didn't write this into a radio station because it just happened yesterday.
Come here, listen. Look, there you are. Look, every relationship ups and downs. Goes through times, difficult times. Fine, everything could cause. Guys, they don't know what it is. And I'm just, every time I hear it, and I look, it's more than just that time I've heard. I've heard it other times. People just run.
Yeah, but Aoife was saying, you know, look, if you're not happy, just you need to get out of it.
Yeah, no, you don't need to get out of it. Oh, everyone don't be happy the whole time in a relationship.
Well, yeah, but you want to be happy as much as you can.
But hang on, Niall, you're not missing the point.
I'm not missing the point.
Everyone does, right?
I wouldn't like to be in a relationship where I wasn't happy.
Well, I think it's a way of your happiness.
I've been in a relationship where I have been happy at times. And you know what? I'm glad I didn't give up to the run. And I'm glad I stayed. And I'm glad I fixed it and working. And we're actually now in a way better place. Because you know what? We stood and fought for each other.
No, sorry, Aoife, you want to say something to Eddie there? Go ahead.
I think it depends on how unhappy this woman is, though. Like, if you're 80% of your day is spent unhappy with someone and you only have, like, little glimpses. Like, for me, like, if I get low, I get depressed. And it's, like, it's not great for my partner, but it's certainly not great for me if, you know, my mental health is being affected by a relationship. Yeah, like, I've been in relationships in the past where I've been highly depressed and there's no way of, like, seeing
an end. Well, you said it there. You've been in relationships in the past where you're highly depressed. So the common denominator there is you.
Oh, no, gosh.
Don't mean that to sound harsh.
Well, it does sound a bit harsh, in fairness.
No, it's not, Niall. It's honest. You're a fan of being honest. So let's play it. Right?
I've been in a long-term relationship for 4 years.
But hang on, Eddie. She's in a long-term relationship now. She's engaged, actually. She's getting married.
Yes. But I'm just saying that the common denominator, look, you have to look for the common denominator. If I go through a string of relationships and the same thing keeps happening, I'd have to look at myself and go, what am I doing wrong that this keeps either I'm making the wrong decisions, picking the wrong people, or I'm doing some sort of behavior?
Well, some people are destined just not to be with the same person for the rest of their life because they're the kind of person who gets bored very quickly. I know somebody like that who basically gets into relationships and gets bored really quickly.
I think a lot of people just run at the first time they're bored, and rather than trying to work it out and figuring out what is wrong. And that is why we have so many failed.
The argument is, right, that if you're with somebody and you're getting married to them or you're in love with them or whatever it is, you shouldn't have to, don't get me wrong, when you say you shouldn't have to work at it, now and again you have to work at a relationship to make,
no,
you know.
No,
you
always have to work on it.
No, you shouldn't always have to work on it. That's rubbish.
No, what I mean by working,
what if you're getting abused in a relationship? Should I stick that relationship out? If I'm getting hit, if I'm getting punched every night?
I disagree. I think you're talking out your backside now. No,
but I think that even with respect, I think that's the extreme. We're not talking about anything.
Well,
like that. I mean, because I would say to anybody who's in a relationship that's abusive and she's getting physically hurt or he's getting physically hurt, get out of it.
That's
absolutely
different. The same for a man. If a man is in an abusive relationship by a woman.
Oh, I'm
anyone,
not saying, I was just using myself as an example. I think the same goes for if a woman's hurting a man, he should leave.
Look, we're not talking about that. We're talking about
people who just got kind of bored with each other or have become complacent with each other.
Situation. So let's not bring body the argument with Dan confused.
Okay, but just very quickly, Eddie. If you're in a relationship like this woman where she's not physically attracted to him anymore and there's no more sex, essentially. I mean, it's
that's
just not happening.
Her responsibility is his. I'm sorry, it's a two-way street. It's not all up to him.
But he's not interested. She said he's not interested anymore sexually.
Yeah, well, maybe it's because of her. That's what I'm saying. They need to sit down and know they knew. They need to go to a counsellor or something. Or dialogue. Open up and talk. Work on it. Why is the first answer
okay.
Leave?
Okay, final word, Aoife. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I think it depends on whether they've had this conversation in the past. Because I've had relationships in the past where I've had that conversation multiple times. And I have had to leave, not because of boredom, because I'm not being satisfied.
Okay, listen, thank you very much indeed, Aoife. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you to everybody who got involved in the conversation today.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.